a huge debt of thanks to the award donors. Without their help and contributions, we'd be unable to recognize the achievements of our membership. Also, credit goes to the chairs of the Awards Selection Committee for providing their help in the endeavor to making the awards program possible this year. We've already made some awards presentations this morning at the plenary session. The honorary award went to Dr. Thomas Lillisand, who stood up here a little bit earlier. The Robert N. Caldwell Memorial Fellowship, this year's recipient was Sergio Bernardes. And we also presented the Abe Anson and the John Barron Memorial Awards this morning. The Fellow Award, being won by Ray Helmering and Tom Loveland, that'll be presented tomorrow morning at the plenary, as well as the Photogrammetric Award Fairchild, and that the winner of that award is Dr. Charles Toth. The BAE Systems Award for Best Student Paper will be awarded to Yu Wan Hongbo, and that'll be tomorrow morning. And the Conference Management Awards will also be presented. That's the conference co-chairs, Jim Hipple and Karen Schuckman, and the Technical Program Committee people, including John Iams, Doug Miller, and Larry Hodum. And we're also going to be presenting the Presidential Citations and Region Awards at the Memorial Address tomorrow afternoon, hosted by Bill Hempel. Just some administrivia here. I direct your attention to the awards program, specifically page 8. That's what we'll be starting today. In the interest of saving time, I'll not read all of the citations of the awards. They can be found in the program, and they're also going to be printed in PE and RS in the annual edition. The order of the presentation today are going to be the Outstanding Paper Awards, followed by Scholarships and Academic Awards, and then our Kodak International Education Award, followed by Service Awards, the Ford Bartlett Award, SAIC Estes Memorial Teaching Award, Outstanding Workshop Instructor Award, and Outstanding Service Award. Immediately following the presentations of these awards, the business meeting will happen where we transfer the leadership of our society. Now, unfortunately, it's not always possible to have all of the awardees here. Not to fear, they will be presented with their awards in some suitable local ceremony at the appropriate time. Another logistical note for those who are winning awards, we have press board envelopes to protect the certificates so they don't bend in travel. So if you don't get that when you first come up here to get your award, please feel free to come back afterwards and get it. And in the interest of time, would the awardees please, when they hear the name of their particular award, like first place, Esri Award, just start walking forward. Starting out with the Outstanding Paper Awards. The Boeing Award for the Best Paper in Image Analysis and Interpretation. Joseph Knight, Assistant Director of the Remote Sensing and Applications Division, chaired the selection committee for the Boeing Award. I thank Joe and his committee for their work. And at this time, I'd like Don Vance, if he wouldn't come forward to help us in the presentation, along with being recognized for Boeing for their support in helping with this award throughout the years. The Boeing Award was established to stimulate development and recognize achievement in the field of photogrammetric analysis through superior publications in the various aspects of image interpretation. Today's award for the Boeing Award goes to Robert Chastain, Matthew Struckoff, Hong S. He, and David Larson. Would you please come forward, please? The award for the paper that they presented is Mapping Vegetation Communities Using Statistical Data Fusion in the Ozark National Scenic Riverway, Missouri, USA, published in the February PENRS. That's Margaret Madden, who is accepting the award on behalf of the authors. Thanks, Marguerite. The John I. Davison Presidential Award for Practical Papers. Vice President Carolyn Mary was the chair of the selection committee for the Davison Award, and we thank you, Carolyn, for your work and effort not only in this but in all of the other duties of vice president. The purpose of the award is to encourage and commend the individuals who publish papers of practical or applied value in the photogrammetric engineering and remote sensing. Would you please hold your applause until all within one category are in fact recognized and receive their awards. Third place award for the Davison Award for 2009 go to Tai Che Wong, Anthony Stephanidis, Ari Kreitoro, and Peggy Agoris for their paper entitled Map Registration of Image Sequences Using Linear Features, published in January of 2008. Tai Che is here, Anthony is here, and so is Peggy. The second place for the Davison Award today goes to Hong Jing Liu, Jie Young Yu, Zhu Yen Zhao, and Kenneth Jasek for their paper entitled Incorporation of Flow Stripes as Constraints for Calibrating Ice Surface Velocity Measurements from Interferometric SAR Data, published in December of 2008. I believe it's Jie Young Yu is here to accept the award for all of the authors. The first place award for Davison for 2009, which includes an engraved pewter mug, certificates, and cash, goes to Yen Shon and Wen Zhang for their papers entitled An Initial Study on Vehicle Information Extraction from Single-Pass QuickBird Satellite Imagery, published in November of 2008. The ERTIS Award for Best Scientific Paper in Remote Sensing. The chair of the selection committee is Joseph Knight, and we thank him for his work and the committee's work. And at this point, I ask Robert Morris of ERTIS to come forward and assist with the presentations and be recognized for the contributions of ERTIS on a continuing basis. This year's third place award for ERTIS goes to Nikolaos Galiotstos, Daniel Donahue, and Graham Phillip for their paper entitled High-resolution elevation data derived from stereoscopic corona imagery with minimal ground control and approach to using Iconos and SRTM data, published in September of 2008. I thought there was somebody here for that. No, huh? All right. This year's, well, they deserve a round of applause anyway. This year's second place ERTAS award goes to Eva Evites, Ulster Lamb, Philip Langer, Scott Hempel, and Barbara Cook for their paper entitled Orthogonal Transformation of Segmented Spot 5 Images, Seasonal and Geographic Dependence on the Tasseled Cap Parameters. And that was published in November of 2008. And I don't think any of them are here today. But they still earn a round of applause. And this year's first place winner, I know they're here, of the ERTAS Award goes to Jan van Arndt, Randolph Wynn, and John Scrivani for their paper entitled LIDAR-based mapping of forest volume biomass and taxometric group using structurally homogeneous segments, published in August of 2008. The ESRI Award for the Best Scientific Paper in Geographic Information Systems. We thank the chair of the selection committee for their work again this year, and that happens to be the assistant director of the GIS division, Maribeth Price. The ESRI Award for Best Scientific Paper in Geographic Information Systems honors individuals who publish papers of scientific merit that advance our knowledge about GIS technology. Mark Baker is here from ESRI, representing Jack Dangerman here today, and he's going to help with the presentation of this year's award. When your name is called, please come forward. The third place award for the ESRI GIS paper goes to David Portier, Neil Firebend, Alan Strahler, and Eddie Bright for their paper entitled Walmart from Space, a new source for land cover change verification, published in the July issue. And I believe that, Alan Strahler is here accepting the paper, and we do them a round of applause. The ESRI second place award goes to Carlos M. Mina for his paper entitled Trajectories of Land Use and Land Cover of the Northern Ecuadorian Amazon, Temporal Composition, Spatial Configuration, and Probability of Change, published in the June issue of PENRS. I don't think that Carlos is here, but he deserves a round of applause. And this year's first place winner of the ESRI Award goes to Ji Shan, Sharif Al-Qaeda, and Jun Wang for their paper entitled Genetic Algorithm for the Calibration of Cellular Automatic Urban Growth Modeling, published in October of 2008. And I know that Jun Shan is here today. Is that right? Right. The Talbert Abrams Award. Brad Dorn, President-elect, was the chair of this year's selection committee, and we thank him for his work both in this aspect and all of the others of leading up to the office of president. This is one of our ASPRS's long-standing awards. The award recognizes excellence in the recording of current historical engineering, scientific developments in photogrammetry. The award is determined from papers published in PENRS and is named for the late Talbert Abrams, president of ASPRS in 1951. As the recipients' names are called, would you please come forward? This year's second honorable mention for Talbert Abrams goes to Nicholas Galiostos, Daniel Donahue, and Graham Phillip for their paper entitled High Resolution Elevation Data Derived from Stereoscopic Corona Imagery and Minimal Ground Control, an approach to using Iconos and SRTM data. And I guess nobody is here from there, but they still deserve a round of applause. The first honorable mention goes to Ilya Hunkavera, and there's a long list of authors here that I'm not even going to try and pronounce. They're from Scandinavia. But we certainly want to recognize them for their paper entitled A Permanent Test Field for Digital Photogrammetric Systems, published in January of 2008. Unfortunately, none are here today, but they too deserve a round of applause. And the Talbert Abrams Grand Prize Award goes to Junhee Yan, James Bethel, Edward M. McHale, and Shang Nu Li for their paper entitled Extracting Urban Road Networks from High Resolution True Ortho Image and LIDAR, published in PERS in February 2008. And Junhee Yan and Ed McHale are here to accept the award. Next are scholarships and academic awards. Stuart Marsh served as the chair for the William A. Fisher Award Selection Committee, and we thank Stuart again this year for his efforts in this and many other endeavors. The purpose of the Fisher Award is to facilitate graduate-level studies and career goals addressing new and innovative uses of remote sensing data and or techniques that relate to natural, cultural, and agricultural resources of the Earth. This year's recipient is Suzanne Walther, currently a PhD student at the University of Oregon. Steve Lennertz is here today to accept the award for Ms. Walther. Steve, I know you're here. The Robert E. Altenhofen Memorial Scholarship. Randy Olson served as the chair of the Altenhofen Committee this year, and we thank him again and as many other years for doing the same thing. The purpose of the Altenhofen Award is to encourage and commend students displaying exceptional interest and ability in the theoretical aspects of photogrammetry. The recipient for this year's Altenhofen Award is Sungjae Kim, a doctoral candidate at the University of Calgary. Mr. Kim, I know you're in the audience. The Tal Yang Memorial Award. Mr. William Philpott served as the chairman of the selection committee again this year, and we thank him for this and all the previous year's work. The purpose of the award is to facilitate research-related travel by outstanding graduate students in remote sensing. Such travel includes field investigations, agency visits, participation in conferences, or any travel that enhances or facilitates a graduate study. This year's winner is Lucy Kamer. Ms. Kamer is a graduate student from Syracuse University. And I don't know if Lucy's here today. I don't think she is. But again, a round of applause for Lucy. The Paul R. Wolf Memorial Scholarship. Mr. Richard Pearsall served as the selection committee again this year, and we thank him for his work both in instituting the award and the continuing contributions. And we also thank Aerometric for their support of the award and the many friends and family of Paul Wolf for making the award possible. Is Dr. Terry Keating in the audience? Terry, will you come up here, please, and help us with the presentation of the award? We thank Terry for his and the company's support again this year. This year's recipient is Richard Minozzi. Richard is from the University of Connecticut. Richard, would you please come forward? The Kenneth J. Osborne Memorial Scholarship. The purpose of this award is to encourage and commend college students who display exceptional interest, desire, ability, and aptitude to enter the profession of surveying, mapping, photogrammetry, or geospatial information and technology. In addition, the award recognizes students who excel in any aspect of the profession that Ken Osborne demonstrated so very well, and that is communication and collaboration. We thank Alan McCooney and his committee for the work in making the selections and his help in making the award a reality. The recipient of the 2009 Osborne Memorial Award is Jason Jones from the University of Southern Mississippi. Accepting for Mr. Jones today is Dr. Vandana Kaur. Dr. Kaur, would you please come forward? Frank H. Moffitt Memorial Scholarship. This award was first presented in 2008 with the purpose of encouraging upper division graduate, undergraduate, and graduate level college students to pursue a course of study in surveying and photogrammetry, leading to a career in the geospatial mapping profession in recognition of Professor Moffitt's many contributions to the surveying and mapping profession and his devotion to professional societies that he embraced. The 2009 recipient of the Moffitt Memorial Award is Nathaniel Ovans. Nathaniel is a student at Purdue University. Unfortunately, he can't make it, but Ed McHale is going to come forward and accept the award on behalf of Nathaniel. Ed? The ASPRS GOI Award. Paula Smith chaired the selection committee for the GOI Award and has done an outstanding job again this year. We'd also like to thank Gene Dial and his staff at GOI and the GOI Foundation for their support and promotion of this truly premier award. Gene, if you're in the audience, would you please come forward, please? Okay, Susan Coleman, I understand you're here. There was somebody here. Oh, here we are. Here. Okay. This year's winners of the GOI Award are Erica Kapuwana and Young-hee Koo. The award consists of a grant of data for each recipient and approximately value of about $2,000 each. Now, Young-hee Koo is here, And Todd Erdody is accepting for Erica. So, Todd. Okay. The Integraph Scholarship. The purpose of the Integraph Scholarship is to facilitate graduate-level studies and career goals adjudged to address new and innovative uses of signal processing, image processing techniques, and the application of photogrammetry to real-world techniques within Earth imaging industry. We thank Lewis Graham, the chair of the selection committee, for their work and endeavor in making this selection. Assisting us today, we have Mustafa Mandani, and he's already up here. Thank you very much, Mustafa. This year's winner is Zhu Wan Hongbo, a PhD student from Ohio State University, and I know she's here. The Kodak International Education Literature Award. Catherine Lockwood, chair of our Education and Professional Development Committee, served as chair of the selection committee for the Kodak International Education Literature Award, and we certainly thank her and her committee for their work. The goal of this award is to improve the quality and quantity of literature in the recipients' libraries in areas of dealing with mapping sciences, photogrammetry, remote sensing, GIS, and related disciplines by providing ASPRS educational materials and publications. This award has been augmented by a generous grant from Esri, consisting of the entire Esri Press Library, and John Wiley and Sons, who also provide selected titles from their catalog. And in the spirit of inter-society cooperation, the Geospatial Information Technology Association, that's GITA, and the Association of American Geographers, AAG, have also offered their annual conference proceedings to the recipients as well. The recipient of the Kodak International Educational Literature Award for 2009 is the Independent University of Juarez, Department of Planning and Urban Development. Representing the university here today is Professor Eric Sanchez Flores. And Professor Flores, would you please come forward? The ASPRS Ford Bartlett Membership Award. This award was started in 1968. The ASPRS Ford Bartlett Award honors members for actively promoting membership in the ASPRS by sponsoring 10 or more members in any 1 year. This is really the backbone. This is how our society grows. People spreading the word, carrying the message. This year's recipients are Brian Miyake, Dan Sivko, Monica Moskow, and Brian Murphy. Now, I understand that Brad Hilly is here representing Brian Miyake, and Todd Erdody is here representing Monica Moskow. So would those of you who are here please come forward? The SAIC Estes Memorial Teaching Award. This award honors the memory of Professor John E. Jack Estes. It's designed to recognize individual achievement in the promotion of remote sensing and geographic information systems technology and its applications through educational efforts. Alan Strahler of Boston University is this year's recipient of the Estes Memorial Teaching Award. It's made possible in part by a grant from SAIC, and we certainly like to thank Dr. Cliff Grieve for coming up here and helping make a presentation of the award. Cliff is here, and Alan Strahler. Outstanding Workshop Instructor Award. This award is conferred by ASPRS in recognition of special, personal, and meritorious contributions to the continued organization, promotion, and or delivery of workshops at the ASPRS annual and fall meetings. The 2009 award are given to Brian Huberty and Dave Furr. For the last 6 years, this duo has conducted a highly successful and informative workshop, Professional Airborne Digital Mapping Systems, an Overview. Their teamwork and complementary teaching style, combined by their background and knowledge of the airborne mapping systems, make this a very popular and interesting workshop. And they're up here now, and they deserve a round of applause. With that, the awards program is not over because we have some other awards, but I'm going to finish here by turning the program over to Jim, and he's going to make some of the other awards, and we're going to move on with the rest of the program. Thank you.